we get some direction from Marcus Regis, our master horticulturalist, and he gives us a few little ideas of directions that he wants to take with the garden. And then we've really got some creativity to put into place. We can grab seeds, propagate our veggies, and then we can decide where they go in the garden.
Julian, you've got a fantastic mix here. How do you sort of work out what goes where?
Right. There's no specific planting. We try to be a bit colourful, intermingling plants, vegetables with flowering plants and old plants that have gone to seed and flower. We've got the poppies, which are running through the back of the bed.
Beautiful there. Red poppies.
Yep. We've got the cornflowers down in the back, the pinks and blues. In front of that, we've got some kohlrabi.
Lettuces here and spinach?
Yep, lettuces.
We generally let some of our crops go to flower, and that provides a great amount of food for our bees. And we also allow it to go to flower so that we do get some self-seeding happening as well.
So it's a lot of work, and yeah, I notice you've got some knee pads here. It's a lot of time on the knees.
Yeah, there's not much machinery down here. We don't use it, we don't need it. So it's very much a case of hands and knees, you know, trowels, spades, yeah. Forks, and a bit of sweat.
But what a beautiful location.
Oh, it's a lovely location. I mean, we've got the ocean right on our doorstep. If you have a hot day where you're doing a lot of gardening and working up a sweat, you can go down for a swim for lunch and do a bit of fishing in the afternoons. But yeah, focusing on the garden. We don't have a lot of tools, machinery down here. We like to sort of take care of our soil and not sort of rotary hoe too much. We do a lot of in-situ composting, which allows the soil to, you know, regenerate under its own weight.
Let's walk along here. I notice you're using a lot of silage, old silage, in as compost, as well as some unusual composting systems. So the silage works well?
Yeah, the silage works really well. We've got a local farmer who provides us with the silage, so that's really good in that we don't have too many green miles bringing silage in from too far away. It's also a weed-free silage, so we're not bringing any new weeds onto the site.
Julian, tell me about the watering. How do you water this area?
We try to keep the watering to a minimum. We do have irrigation system throughout the site, which is rarely put on. We prefer to do localised watering where it's needed. The site is quite complex with different soil types, with areas of clay to sand.
I notice you've got a few little water holes or almost like mini dams or...
Yeah, that's a technique of a swale. It's just used at the bottom of the bases of the banks to collect the runoff water so that it can be to be reused later on.
Janine, what are you picking at the moment? Must be many things.
Oh, this week we picked some kohlrabi, we've got plenty of lettuce. We're really looking forward to, over the next couple of months, getting into the zucchinis and eggplants and tomatoes, which we've just planted. We've got lots and lots of herbs coming through at the moment. It's a very diverse garden, so, you know, there's lots and lots to choose from.
Where do they go?
At the moment, we've got an initiative with the village down in Triabunna. It's a community centre, and we drop our veggies off there once a week and allow the local community to have access to these great organic veggies. We're also supplying our own restaurant, so we've got lots of events coming up over summer.
That must be nice now that's actually up and going.
It is. Obviously, with the COVID, over the last few months, lots of our events were cancelled, so having to find sort of other outlets for our veggies was a bit of a challenge. But now that things are opening back up and fingers crossed we can have our events continuing over summer, we can supply the restaurants and people who come to our events can enjoy the beautiful organic produce that we grow here as well.
Do you have any particular tips or tricks for gardeners at home at the moment?
With the spring warm weather and the little bit of rain that we've got, lots of weeds are coming up through your garden. I'd just say try and keep your weeds down to give your plants and your other veggies a good chance to grow.
So keep on top of them.
Keep on top of your
Don't
weeds.
Let them grow up.
That's it. And everybody, you know, get some of your own veggies into your own yards.
Still time to plant.
There's still plenty of time to plant.
Do you have some plantings happening in the next week or?
Oh yes, we've got all of our zucchinis, squashes, a fair few more pumpkins and our gourds, our decorative gourds. We've got just putting in our chilies today and our capsicums. I've got some eggplants ready to go as well, and you can never have too many tomatoes. So it's not too late to put your tomatoes in. I know we're a few weeks past show day, but, you know, all the way up to the end of November, beginning of December, there's still plenty of time for you to get your tomatoes in.
Yeah, sounds great, doesn't it? Janine and Julian Cully, market gardeners for Spring Bay Mill at Triobunna on the East Coast.